The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Feast of the Dedication was taking place in Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus walked about in the temple area on the portico of Solomon. So the Jews gathered around him and said to him, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? If you are the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify to me. But you do not believe because you are not among my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay, now, little thought for you for the day. All Easter season long, we're getting our first reading from the Acts of the Apostles. I'm sure I've mentioned this before, but you know the purpose of Acts of the Apostles in the Bible? Acts of the Apostles is there to show us that what Jesus began in his life, Jesus continues in his church. That's the purpose of Acts of the Apostles. It's almost as if, you know, those ancient Christians, they knew that that was going to be a hard leap to make, right? From Christ on earth to his church after he's ascended into heaven. But Acts of the Apostles, put right after the four Gospels, that's its entire point. And we can learn a lot from the lessons we see in there, especially the example of the first Christians. We tend to romanticize the early Christian communities. We forget that from the world's point of view, they could not have been less significant. Communities of just a few families, sometimes no more than just a few dozen people, mostly poor, uneducated, unimportant, living on the margins of society. A splintered fragment of Judaism that could not have seemed less consequential, and no one knew that the axis of history itself was revolving around them. And this is some of the most important lessons that we get from just knowing that about the ancient Christians, that God's standards are not our standards, and that seemingly the smallest actions done in faithfulness to the Lord and in truth and in his sight can have the most far-reaching consequences. Let me tell you just one from our first reading. 99 chances in 100, you probably didn't even catch this, but listen to this. Okay, I've mentioned a few days ago, that as a consequence of the persecution that arose in Jerusalem after the martyrdom of St. Stephen, all the Christians, they fled Jerusalem for their lives, right? And I said, because they fled for their lives, that led to the spread of the gospel. Well, you know what happened when the Christians fled and they went to Antioch and Pisidia and they went to all these places? They went all around. You know what happened? You know what? They would go to these cities and they would go into the synagogues. And they would proclaim Christ in the synagogues, that the Messiah has come, everybody. And they were pretty well just restricted to the synagogues. But something happens here in our first reading. There were some Cypriots and Cyrenians among them, however, who came to Antioch and began to speak to the Greeks as well, proclaiming the Lord Jesus. Cypriot, that's the island of Cyprus, and Cyrene, that's Libya. So they're going about their business. Who knows what they're doing? Maybe they're grocery shopping, right? And they're going through the grocery store, and they happen to come across some people who aren't Jews, and what the heck, they strike up a conversation, and they share their faith with them. And guess what happens as a consequence? Spreads like wildfire. They love it. The story of this Jewish Messiah who came to save the entire world. And they tell their friends, and they tell their friends. And next thing you know, a revolution is going on in Antioch, and word gets back to Jerusalem that they got to send up Barnabas. They need some heavy hitters to help gather together all this incredible growth that's going up. And Antioch, Barnabas gets up there in Antioch and he's amazed and he sends for a certain Saul of Tarsus, who you all know as St. Paul. You know why it's so important that St. Paul came to Antioch? St. Paul launched three missionary journeys, the greatest missionary evangelizer in all of history. You've heard of the letter to the Corinthians, you've heard of the letter to the Thessalonians, you've heard of the letter to the Ephesians, the Philippians, the Romans. St. Paul launched three missionary journeys by which he spread the faith all around the entire Roman Empire. He did it all from Antioch. So as a consequence of these couple of Cypriots and Cyrenians sharing their faith with somebody in the grocery store, St. Paul launches all three of his missionary journeys. And it just goes to show you that God's standards are not human standards. And that seemingly the most insignificant things can have the farthest reaching consequences if they're done in faithfulness to the Lord. Now, this is one of my anchor principles, as I've mentioned this many times before. It's Mother Teresa of Calcutta who said, "Don't strive to be successful. Strive to be faithful." Simply be faithful to what the Lord has done and placed in your midst, because he's working it in ways that you cannot even imagine. And his standards are not your standards. Jesus never said, "Count my sheep." What did he say? He said, "Feed my sheep." Let's strive to be faithful to him and leave the rest to God. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saints Fidelis, pray for us.